Blog Talk Radio.
I'm just in here trying to get my life right. Full name dotted line, you better have my check right. On a motorbike, yelling free Mick Miller. On my tennis, looking Michael Jackson bad. Do you feel
I'm
me?
I'm from that 81 Trizzy, call me Harvard Trinity. Nikki and Bashy,
love my girl Trinity.
Got my bottles in the air, bills paid as you're
girl, you got the class, service pass, you can win the US Show.
So tell them I don't care what people say. They gon' talk that shit anyway. I'm out here reaching my goals. Got on that fresh nigga cologne.
I'm just in here trying to get my life right. Full name, dotted line, you better have my check right. On a motorbike, yelling free Mick Miller. On my genetics, looking Michael Jackson bad. Do you feel me? I came here to get down. I came here to get down. So fly, I can't sit down. I came here to get down.
Too much money in here.
So much money in here.
All this money in here.
All these blessings, baby, what you talking about? I'm allergic to the bullshit that's running out your mouth. I can feel it like the Holy Ghost.
My name only
you better buy a drink for me and ain't shit for free.
Cause all my ladies in here and they winning. Got they shit together, girl, get it. All my homies making money too.
Put them bottles in the air, show them how to bust a move.
So tell them I don't care what people say. They gon' talk that shit anyway. I'm out here reaching my goals. Got on that fresh nigga cologne.
I'm just in here trying to get my life right. Full name, dotted line, you better have my check right. On a motorbike, yelling free Mick Miller. On my genetics, looking Michael Jackson bad. Do you feel me?
I came here to get down. I came here to get down. So fly, I can't sit down. I came here to get down.
Too much money in here.
So much money in here.
All this money in here.
All this money in here.
Too much money in here.
Too much money in here.
All this money in here.
Yes, sir.
G-I-P-E class. Y'all know what it is, fam. It's the veteran.
I was like, yo, what
it.
Happened, dude?
I figured this week I'm going to slide him in real quick, straight to the point.
Right.
You know, we ready to act up, but like, you know,
yeah,
we got some problems.
We want to definitely slide in my boy, Peter D. Chisholm. I know everybody knows this is VIP Pass. I'm Doc Giggs. That's my man, drama editor, Daniel Condelius, the light-skinned Kanga Porno of NYC. So we want to get into my boy Peter Chisholm, but at the same time, we want to introduce him properly. He's a great brother that wrote a bunch of great books, and he has a great outlook on everything that has to do from life all the way down to politics. So Mr. PDG Chisholm, sorry, I want to throw you in the mix real two, one, two, three. I know we ain't got you that long, so brother, speak up.
I don't know. I'm about to let him on right now.
You guys, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for such a great introduction. thank you.
You got it, brother. Tell us about your books, you know. Tell us about it. Well, first, shout out your books, your entertainment company, who you are, then we can talk politics before you. I know you got to get out. I know you're busy, but we're trying our best to get you in.
Okay. Well, I'm Peter D. Chisholm. I'm the owner of Roy Dell Records and Surfacing TV, as well as I have seven books that's out. The authors that I wrote the books is Whiteout, Delroy, Angel, Dark Culture, Survival Fuck. What's that? Recycling Earthling. And basically, I'm just a brother who's just telling the truth. I'm raw. I'm pretty blunt. A lot of people love me, and a lot of people hate me because I don't bite my tongue. I tell you like it is, and I'll hurt your feelings, but I hurt your feelings only that way we could move forward. And, there's a lot of different things and different there's a lot of logic behind my madness. But my overall is I just want us as a people, I'm talking about black folks, Moors, I want us to know who we are, that we're kings and queens
exactly.
of this planet. And we need to stop disrespecting one another and live according to our true roots, to the royalty that flows in our blood. And basically that's it, you know.
Yes, sir. We feeling
yeah,
that so, big time. That's why
yeah,
we needed to hear. Sorry
that.
That it was a last minute thing, but
you know, my man. I mean, Doc Doc Gigs, he's a one of a kind, man. I've worked with him. We got some music projects that we're working on, and I just can't wait for it to come to light, because there's a lot of things that we got to do. One of the things that he was even helping me put together is a way of introducing the idea of my first book, Whiteout, being a movie, and the different things that need to be done in order to get up the capital, because I want to shoot my own movie. Spike Lee's not the only person who's got talent in the film industry. So I just want to show the people what I got and what we can have. And one of the things that I'd like to do, basically, instead of using artists that's already famous, there's a lot of talent on the streets that don't even know they're talented, cats on the corners doing stupid shit. And my whole thing is, if I can provide an opportunity for everybody to shine, then that's what I want to do. The cats who's shining, they shining already, so I'm going to leave them alone, and I'm going to deal with the cats who ain't shining, you know. So that's what it is. And, you know, Whiteout right now, real quick, it's a lot of people still, I mean, I wrote this book back in 2011, and a lot of people, they still hit me up saying, yo, Pete, it's like you went into the future, because all the crazy stuff that's happening with the police, the blacks getting killed, you know, by the white police officers, in the law, it's all in my book. It's already been orchestrated. It's like someone just said, yo, let's just make this shit reality and make his book be real, which is scary, because in the book, we actually united. And that's the lack that we need to stop lacking right now, because,
yes,
you
sir.
Know,
wow.
There's so much shit going on, and we already ready to protest, and we ready to do this, ready to do that. But until we show white America the love and the respect we have for one another, how the hell can you expect them to come into our hood and respect us and not do stupid shit? So we got to start with ourselves. So, I mean, I'm not against the protesting and all of that, but every time when a white person does something that is considered, oh, racist or whatever, we're ready to protest. But when we do shit to ourselves, I don't see nobody protesting.
And we don't support each other.
We don't. Mm-hmm. We don't. And that's what Roy Dell Entertainment is all about. I want to start right here. Let me tell you, I'm no innocent person. I'm not no saint. And every time when I look at the sinner, I look at myself, too, because I'm the biggest sinner there is. Every damn day I sin. So I'm not going to cast no stones. You know, I'm not going to throw shit at you and say, oh, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that, because I shouldn't do what I do. But the whole point is, we're humans, and we can get past certain things if we recognize. You follow what I'm saying, guys?
That's why we needed you on the air. We wanted you to be able to say that.
We heavily talk about this, right? And I reach out to a lot of the brothers, the timid brothers and sisters out there, and I really try to tell them what's really going on in the world. And I'm glad you said Moors, you know, because people have no identification of who we are.
Exactly.
They're so programmed by all these, I call them watered-down versions of the Book of Life going around, you know, all these controlled individuals that's trying to get at us. And it's crazy, because like you said, they don't support us. Like the marching, I did that last year, and I just looked. I said, that shit ain't doing nothing but helping them go forward with their martial law that they want, because they want us
sir.
Not to
exactly.
They want us like the Russians and all that other stuff like that. You know, like,
exactly.
And it's so deep. And as of, like you said, of getting your film done, definitely hit Doc up. I have a younger brother that I taught everything I knew. Like, I've been in this over 20 years. But he went ahead and he invested that money. He went and got that Black Magic camera and all that other stuff. And he's like, yo, bro, let's do this. You know, I understand what you're saying and what you're going, because that's what I want right now, for our people to unite. Right now, I'm doing something called Kemet Dragons of Wall Street right now, where I'm trying to get my peoples to understand the kings and queens, you know, my Moors people and et cetera, people that know the true origin of who we are.
Who we are, for real,
to actually invest.
Let me tell you something. I mean, I got to run, but the one thing that we need to, I mean, and the truth is in front of our eyes every day. I mean, if you got an internet, a smartphone, whatever, the truth is right there. All you got to do is just Google it. And I'm tired of the people that has the truth in their face. And even when we're telling them the truth, they will shoot you and I down. They will knock us down and stay in the prison that they're in, opposed to just walking out and be free. So we are Moors. We are Moors in so many different ways. And we, when I say that, a lot of people don't even know what the hell I'm talking about, because they don't know that the black is just a category that has been institutionalized to keep us where we are and all of the programs that come with it. So I got to run. But listen, fellas, I swear to God, y'all got to put me back on the show that we could really get down in the future. For everybody who's listening, okay, everybody who's listening, if y'all want to know how deep I am, just go to www.roydelrecords.com.
One more time.
www.roydelrecords.com. When you go there, you'll see all seven of my books. You can read the synopsis. I also got four musical albums on there, and I'm getting ready to release another book and another album I'm working on, featuring Doc Gigs and some other artists that I'm working with. So I want y'all guys to plug in. I want to sit down really and have a nice chat with y'all and really talk about the kings that we are, because we need to address this and let the sleeping world know that we exist, and those who are sleeping need to wake the fuck up. Pardon me. All right. But, guys, I love y'all. Y'all doing a great job. I got to bounce, but we will catch up, all right?
Yes, sir. Glad to have you.
Much love.
Mr. Peter Chisholm, Rodale Records, you know how that go. My man, Drama Editor.
All right, y'all. So peace out. Peace out.
All right, be safe out there, man.
All right, baby.
What?
That's what I'm talking about, Jigs, man. Like,
yes, sir. That's how we do it, baby.
That's what I'm talking about. You like, honestly, we've been talking about this for a minute, and I'm glad the brothers actually, they publishing the literature and stuff like that, because our people need this, man. Like, right now, like you know how we always give an update on what's going on. I actually, you know, after my little trip to the mayor's office, you know, trying to put in that motherfucking veterans card.
Okay.
I actually spoke to a brother down at New York Business Solutions in Harlem on 125th Street side about opening up my gallery and stuff like that, you know, and just plans. I actually turned some motherfuckers' heads, you know, as of what I want to do, but I'm trying to make people aware of building, you know, now. And I'm going hard with it. Like, you know, I got sisters. We have new members of Drama Editor Films where, you know, I'm getting real Native American sisters coming up here that on that.
Okay, well, stop. You know, like, I used to get yelled at as a kid. I wasn't allowed to say Native American. We had to say who we were. We couldn't even say Indian, dude, because my grandmother wasn't going for that. You know, I really come from that. You know how black people talk about they got Indian in their family? They know they be lying. Like, I'm half Indian. I'm like, it's not Indian. It's Native. And then you'd have to say what tribe you from, Cherokee, whatever. South Carolina, straight Cherokee. You know, I tell them straight up.
I'm one of the motherfucking gangster-ass Tuscarawan people, okay? You know, who we know who we are, that scared the motherfuckers. Cherokee Nation, shout out.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? But you know, it's time, and I see, like, there's so much progress.
Oh, one more thing. I know you. I'll try not to cut you off, but I got it. This has got to be said. Dude, as kids growing up, I used to love Tano, and I'm mad that they made us call him an Indian. I'm mad that we used to watch all them flicks, and they was chasing them. We thought the so-called who they call Indians was the bad guys, and they was taking over our land, and we up there, we rooting for them. Like the, it's like, yo, come on, they call him the Lone Ranger, but he hang with Tano. Explain that one.
Yeah,
I'm giving
it
love to
all
my Blackfoots, all my Cherokees, everybody that's out there. If I forgot the name of your tribe, I'm sorry. You know who you are across the nation. They took it, and then they put everybody into slavery. That's including Asians, Blacks. Everybody was in slavery besides Caucasians.
Yeah, and they even don't know Asians was blacker than a motherfucker with slanted eyes.
Exactly. So whenever they get mad at things and they say them, we got to remember we all work together. America was built on the land of foreigners, on everybody. Nobody was born into this land except the natives. And then they tried to get the natives involved, and the natives wasn't having it. They fought back, so they killed. When you fight back, you
That's
get
right. They were trying to
that.
Kill us. They tried to kill us off. You know what I'm saying? That's like everybody, they be asking, yo, Drum, what about your family? That's another my family. Like, we're Tuscarone, all right? My real last name is motherfucking Lee, because, we was under some scrutiny,
Exactly.
And even with on the German side of me and shit like that, my grandmother told them motherfuckers to kiss her ass. I don't want your fucking money. She's almost 100 years old right now. You know what I'm saying?
How about your grandfather?
She taught her kids
how to
be.
Your grandfather?
My grandfather gone.
I don't want to say that about that, but I want to prove a point. It's not fair that the women outlive the men. They be kicking our butts. They mentally destroy us. And we get born.
Like my grandfather had a little Chinese in him, and he had a little drink and shit, and he deceased. I look like this motherfucker highly, so they don't even know if I'm Dominican or Black. They don't know what the fuck I am up here at all.
They don't know if to call you Poppy or whatever.
They don't know what to call me, but all that, people know Drum, like I'm going in. And brothers, like we just had on the phone tonight, I want plenty of them brothers to come in, because we're bringing it to the city, New York City, global.
Yes, sir. I really want you to really get a chance when you get a chance, Drama. Go to RoyalDaleRecords.com or let's go to Peter Jism's site. This guy is really intelligent.
You know what I'm saying?
He wrote a book, like he said already, about what happened and now before it even happened and what's the solution and everything to it. Everything that's going on right now, he already wrote it. And it's funny because
exactly.
A lot of us, like you said, me and you and a lot of other brothers, we already done talked about this, and we predicted this stuff before it happened, but a lot of people ain't got their third eye open. I heard stuff for T.D. Jakes and say, for the people that go to church, a lot of people ain't got their spiritual eye open.
They still stuck with the false little idols where, I'm going to say the Catholic Mafia done put in their motherfucking heads. You know what I'm saying? They don't understand they puppets right now. You get what I'm saying? Like, the first time somebody really put something in my head, just like he said, things that he put in his book is happening right now. I was on 3rd Avenue in the Bronx, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to an Israelite brother, and he was like, brother, we changed the Queens, the war is going to come, and when you turn around, you're going to have more than one wives. And, this shit is happening, my dude. You hear what I'm saying? Everything this man said is happening right now in my life right now. And I'm like, And Yahweh, I trust. All right? That's what's on those Egyptian walls. They know, they know who Father Name is. You hear what I'm saying? They'll try to sugarcoat it, and they'll try to put it up in there in their own little devilish beliefs and all kind of other stuff because, they've been sold their motherfucking souls. But, there's karma to come to that motherfucker. That's why we will prevail. Kemet, Mars, the original people of this world, we will finally, at the end, we will be on top because we don't give our souls for none of this shit. we can manipulate their system. We can use their system against them. So that's what God did to Lucifer. It's some gangster shit. And I be telling this to people, and they be like, you know, they'll look at it, but some of them go do their homework. So now when I look in the morning, and I wake up in the morning, I normally pick, okay, thank you, Yahweh, for making waking me up, and Father, there's nothing greater than you. I got Christians. People that know I was hard-body motherfucking Christians. Okay, they liking my statements in the morning. Why? Because they went and did
exactly.
Homework.
Because it's the truth.
They went and
there's
did
no
homework.
Religious persecution when it comes to this shit. We're telling the truth. Everything is what it is. People got to learn how to set things for what they are. There's so many different ways of looking at it. That's why when I made that comment earlier, I made it on two different levels. I told you about the third eye. Then I told you about what Mr. T.D. Jakes said about your spiritual eye. I see so many different ways of looking at things that my mind just keeps on going right. But I, like I said, I believe in whatever I believe in. And I will never tell nobody to believe in what they shouldn't believe in. I'm the biggest sinner in the world. 23 hours out the day, my mind is perverted. And I'm trying my best to fix that. And that's the worst in the world. I can't even help it, dude. I try not to. I mean, dude, I'm in love with, like I said, I care about one woman and she knows that right after the fact. But after the time, my mind is already gone. My mind is gone.
But you know, that's part of it. That sexuality.
I'm like drama editor, you know what I'm saying? I mean, if all things fail, I guess I got to get down there and start, you know, going to the glory hole or whatever we call that thing.
What I'm saying is that shit is on the walls. Okay, I may be Mr. Motherfucker Calagus, right? But guess
yes,
what?
Sir.
Motherfuckers been eating pussy at the beginning of this shit. You get what I'm saying? It's on the walls, okay? Just like all kind of other shit. And they did what they did to change that shit around because they knew women, I'm going to say a woman, the powerful woman, the one that God made our power, our backbone. You get what I'm saying? They
right.
knew there was an issue there in their little Catholic-ass church. So they excluded the woman the best way they could because they knew there was a weakness when it came to pussy, okay? But now when you look on TV, they little priests and all that, they fucking little boys and all, they've been doing that shit for centuries.
Yes.
You get what I'm saying? Like, but that was their way, you know, they run around where they talk about all that Jesus shit.
Yeah, with the Old Testament and the New Testament.
But if you look online, there's so many idols, okay? But the oldest goes back to our Kemet land, okay, where our Moors people know about, which are engineers. You get what I'm saying? Like, though, even the hats that the Moors wear, okay, go back to Egypt, okay, where we were king and queens, and they can't stand it. Brothers like me, I get it. They fuck with me, but then they look at it, this nigga type crazy. He's a motherfucking veteran. Maybe we should not fuck with this motherfucker because he's willing to die for what he believes in. Damn fucking right I will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but other than that, I'm going to empower my people because that is my job. Death is promised. That's all these little gangster motherfuckers, they be like, I be looking at their music videos. Really, homeboy? Yo, I'll kill you. Homeboy, that's going to happen. You know, okay, that was a punishment that happened a long time ago. You glorifying that? You ain't gangster motherfucker. You want to be a real gangster? Help your people get some motherfucking money. Okay? Help us build. Help us be the artists that we are. Help us build these foundations, okay? Help us, the youth, be the next level that they supposed to be. And it happens, too. They, like, this new trend of kids, they smart as shit, but they need the right mentors to put them in the right direction.
Exactly.
You know? And, you know, I'm going to continue to go hard on it. And like I said, I told you I was going to be a good, you know, be good just a little bit, you know. You know,
dude, I mean, I want you to talk and I want you to say what you got to say because, like you said, we got to speak the truth. I mean, all you have is your word and your voice at the moment while you're alive. You know what I'm saying? If you leave a legacy behind, at least your legacy is going to be able to speak for you.
Yeah, because even my life is testimony, all right? I'm a fucking Army National Guard veteran, all right? And I'm going to say like this, most of my battles right now that I was at Fort Knox, right, they could be dead right now, Giggs. They could be 6 feet under motherfucking ground. God said, nah, this motherfucker coming home. had other plans for this crazy motherfucker right here. He real. I'm bringing my son home, and that's what he did. And I got an honorable discharge where there's a whole lot of motherfuckers come home. They got a dishonorable. They can't get a fucking job. Okay, and I've had so many people threatening me on my life. That is funny. I want to get this. Why? Why are you mad at me? Because I'm progressing. I'm a king, homeboy. You're a king,
that's
too.
Right.
You need to know who you are. You know, and right now in this land of the programmed and, you know, they talking about all the Koreans and all this. You know, these are motherfucking, they're all fighting over money, about fucking space, you know, going up and down and shit. They mad at icons like Dick Gregory for exposing their motherfucking asses, you know? But they're
yes,
trying, right now they're about to get Dick his star on Hollywood. You know why? Because shit is coming out. People are really seeing what's going on in the light. They know their programming is fucked up just because of this internet right now. They pissed off. That's why they want to control it. Too late, Verizon. Too late, Time Warner. The people is already
they want to monopolize.
Yeah, we already here. We already got the knowledge. People done broke it down internationally. Now, what y'all going to do now? The Kemet folks are arising. Brothers is educating other brothers out there, and we ain't going nowhere. That's all I can say to them. Like, I'm going around meeting pussy. I'm educating motherfuckers on how to keep their black sister.
Man, you can't teach no man how to do that. He got to learn that on his own.
I've been in the street, I'm going to be real. From testimony, I've been in the street, and I ain't had motherfuckers like, yo, I seen you on Sub-Zero DVD. I stuck my dick in my girl. I fucked her, and I sucked that pressure point you told me to hit her with. Yo, that shit worked out, homie. Good looking.
Wow. That's gay.
Good
that's
looking.
The first I've ever heard that. Because, I mean, come on, man. Knowledgeable on anything else.
I was a fat kid, too. Like, you know, fat kids, you know, study that
shit.
Talk
about fat people. I'm fat, dude. I swear we're going to
boycott
you.
Look, let me tell you something. that 400-pound nigga I used to be is always going to be there. I still love to eat. I go in a room with my plus-size queen, okay, with over 84 inches of ass, okay, and I love it. I love
See, that's
it.
That's why I don't go to the buffet with you, because you like to eat, man. I can't eat that much.
Damn right,
it's that little cake that's still inside of you.
Long as it's fresh, you know. Long as it's fresh. But you know that's what's going on, man. And like, there's so much progress. And I'm, like I said, love to Jeff over there at New York Business Solutions. People that are actually trying to help me build these galleries so I can educate our children. I don't care how much a motherfucker criticizes me about being the number one porn star in New York City. Hell yeah, I just made money a half an hour ago on my motherfucking site. Shout out to Baltimore. You hear what I'm
saying?
There you go. But it's about all of us making money, you know what I'm saying, and building. So we ain't going to be left behind. There's all these motherfucking little white groups and all that other stuff, and I can't be mad at them motherfuckers because they know what's going on with the government too. So they trying to be ahead of the game before they get nuked in some bullshit. You know, where my black people need to be, I'm going to say, I ain't going to say black, because black, you look up the definition on fucking line, is real fucked up. I'm going to say my Kemet people. That's why I say it a lot. Okay?
That's right.
Y'all got to read and educate yourself. They done bamboozled the fuck out of us. You know, down the Sesame Street enough. You know, it's some crazy shit. But, you know, once your eyes is open, you look at it, and all you can do is laugh, you know.
That's right.
And just make it right and make sure your kids, you know, ain't fucked up. But a lot of us don't care. Just like the brother said, like, a lot of people, they just want to throw that shit right over their shoulder or whatever. I'm like, really, you happy being a motherfucking clone? And I use that word a lot, because I used to go out with somebody that me and you know. Shout out to Miss Felicious to you. Now, you know,
congratulate her on losing that weight. She did a great job, kid.
Yeah, that was one of my fiancés back then.
She
you
did
know
a
what
great
I'm
job.
And my crazy ass came in her house with my motherfucking Christian beliefs. Ew, I would shoot myself now for doing that shit.
Okay, I feel you.
Yeah, the sister didn't tell me, she told me, you know what this mean around my neck? She used to wear Ankh a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I just got in a conversation about that recently.
Yeah, and she knew the true knowledge. You know, we was a match, and I was wild. I was into poetry. Motherfuckers even don't know I write that motherfucking good, but I am that good. But, you know, she was trying to break it down to me and certain ways. Now that I'm more educated, I'm like, wow, that's what sister was talking about.
Okay.
You know, where some of us is just that motherfucking program where we just chose to wear that motherfucking blindfold where, and I'll tell people in a minute, and if people don't know, my mother's an evangelist, all right?
Okay.
She goes to the little Christian churches and all that, but this woman knows all of the knowledge that I know, you know, and she'll go in just to represent the Lord. You get what I'm saying? And she's like, I don't know if I should. She said, I don't know if I should get up there and just say this because I might turn all their motherfucking heads. And I'm like, Ma, do what you got to do. I said, sooner or later, them eyes open up, then they realize that they following a whole lot of pagan shit and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Love is love. I said, if God didn't love nobody, he would have killed motherfucking Satan.
Mm-hmm.
Point blank, period. I said, but, you know, down the pastor getting that money, pastor taking care of his family, he getting that money so he can hide out when some shit happened, but he ain't educating the brothers and sisters in church. That's why I got a problem with that shit. But I had one sister came to church, and her sermon was not as a Christian. She put the word up in there as a righteous. And I said, oh, shit. I was sitting in church, and I just looked at her, and I said, wow. She came up in here, and she broke down some true nature shit in a Christian church. And they couldn't do nothing. They clapped, and I was sitting there, wow. Only if they knew what she just did. You know, because a lot of...
Oh, the truth.
Yeah, them scholars know. But
see, it's about education. It's about understanding.
Yeah.
I understand, like, I'm learning the word little by little, like I've learned the Quran. I went through so many different books, like anything that had to do with Jews, because I was dealing with a lot of rabbis. So I went through a lot of different things. I understand that everybody has their different beliefs, from Buddhists to everything. But what I know that, you listen to people. You don't, like I said, you don't do the religious persecution. You allow them to be who they are. If they choose to be a certain age to follow, that's just what it is. But everybody's got their own way of thinking. Some people can't think for themselves. Some people won't allow people to think for themselves. Some people want to control people. Some people want to live for people.
But you know what, Doc? But you know what he does, Doc? Like, somewhere down the line, he opens your eyes.
That's right.
And it's where he chooses to open your eyes. You get what I'm saying? Oh, he ready now. Let me unveil this to this man or this woman, you know, and then it's a real deep situation.
Say that again. You that know, makes so much sense. It's when he decides to reveal it to you.
Exactly. Like I used to be in like I used to criticize my grandfather a lot because his father was a deacon. Well, why the hell grandpa don't go to church? And I just realized this was a wise man. This man was an engineer. He was a carpenter. He took care of his family. But he would not step in that church with my grandma. Why? Because he had the wisdom already. You know, but he took care of his family. He didn't take his wife from her programming, but he did his thing as of being that black man in that family, that strong individual, that Kemet brother, you know, and he was Native American. Like, his grandma lived to be 127 years old, you know, and it was deep. Now I look at that and I'm like, shit, you know, this some real shit. This is why I stay on me. I have to be productive as a curating. Most of my curating is about the day I do die, where, okay, I leave my kids assets. And I would like to spend time with them so they know their father. But my main thing is they get a chance to be great. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't worried about me because, you know, we all live to die. You know, it's promise.
Right.
It's the ultimate orgasm to me, you know what I'm saying? Because every for everything in your body at the same time before you leave out this motherfucker. Just like when I suck a pussy, okay, a woman feels that cum at the same time. That's why they say death is the ultimate orgasm. I'm going to fuck them up in a poetry type of way because it's real. Every little cell in your body is going down at the same time. It's a fucking orgasm. Point blank period. Then you pass over and, you know, you're going into the light. It is what it is. So, and, you know, when people be talking that gangster shit to me, like I said, I be laughing at them, Gary. So, you know, I be laughing. I'm like, really? You going to help me out get that ultimate orgasm? All right. You my motherfucker.
Yo, speaking as a brother, and you know how I feel about that. Like you said, we deep about the orgasmic. Orgasms can go on different levels. It can go on as a sensual level, as in the flesh, or a sensual level, as in your mentality. And people don't go that far because they don't want to push themselves that far to figure out what they're capable of. I've been asked that question a lot of times before. How can you create so much orgasmic level without even pleasing yourself or orgasmic level? Because I'm not thinking about it. My goal is to achieve what I was set out to do. Once I achieve that goal, I'm good.
Yep. You know, but I, you know, I'm a giver. I'm a giver and shit, and I like making the sisters feel some kind of way and stuff like that, because some of them need it and shit like that. Even though I'm picky, you know, even in my situation, you seen earlier, this week, I actually, you know, I tried taking on another wife. You know, I'm trying to live that life and stuff like that. You know, but we're still picky up here. The house of Harlem, we're very
picky. Congratulations, do what you do. Like I said, I've been trying to be good and I've been doing what I got to do. So I understand what you're saying. It doesn't work for me, and
Facebook,
it's not working
right?
for a lot of people. So I understand the single thing. So I'm with you on that goal, you know what I'm saying? Nobody can say, you know, it's the best thing about loving is knowing that you have loved.
Yeah,
and that you was able to go out there and you was able to do the right thing and you did what you're supposed to do. If you can't be loved and somebody don't want to be with you, so be it. Move on to the next, and that is what it is.
Exactly. But even in that situation, you wanna see how funny hate is? As soon as that woman, that queen, she changed her status. She had so much anarchy in her life. And
I seen it. It happened to me, too. I got the status changed, though. We understand. Why do you think my status change is complicated?
That shit is crazy. You know what I'm saying? People look at it, yo, you live that life. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm like, you talking about some American shit. I'm like, yo, I'm on some Middle Eastern shit. I said, they'll tell you certain things to try to keep you from thinking as an empowerment, okay? Because when people have more than one wife, okay, those families being built, that's extra income and stuff like that, they want you on their motherfucking system because they don't want your asses to have no big-ass houses and extra-ass cars and all that other shit. They want you to be fucking struggling. So your ass can go down there to welfare, and they can divide you from your black man. That's what I'm going to tell my sisters out there, that, you know, they be sticking their little nose. No, that, you know, your man is not there, you know, but if there was two of you and, like, I'm going to say 75% of y'all go run and go lick some pussy anyway, so what's the problem? What the fuck is the problem, my sisters?
Yo, I thought about, and now, you know, I spoke upon this recently, is that most men, the only fear that they have when a woman's leaving them or a woman's cheating on them is that they're giving it to another man. They don't want a woman to do anything.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's the only fear. And I peeped that, and I'm like, and I've got over that fear a long time ago because of the things that I've been through. And I realized that she's going to do what she wants to do whenever she feels like it. That's
regardless.
Her body. That's her full bone. Yeah, you can't. You ain't got no control. She can slide any moment, any day, anywhere, and you wouldn't even know. So if you don't know, it doesn't hurt you. So how can you control that?
You know, you let that be. It is what it is. That's her choice. That's by her nature. If she chooses that, that's on her. If she goes, oh, but you, no, I ain't do shit. That wasn't, had nothing. You ain't do nothing because of me. I didn't open up your cooler and say, yo, brother, stick this in right here. I got your back, and I'll push this back to make sure he did it right.
You know,
I'm not coaching no man.
You know what? And the funny part is, that right, in those situations right there, those type of relationships, right, the woman go do that dumb shit, right? And, okay, she's playing the game I call Russian roulette, right? And, you know, karma's a real bitch. You know, and, you know, when it's wifey status, we don't like no condoms, right? So say you play a Russian roulette and you run into a nigga with the wrong type of disease and shit. That's some shit you got to motherfucking explain. Now, when it's an out-in-the-open situation and motherfuckers ain't liars, okay, it's a good situation. It's a clean situation, okay? That's why motherfuckers be catching shit. Now, if you had a variety right there, you know what I'm saying, and everything's agreed upon and everybody's cool in the house and it's all functional, nobody ain't catching no disease. Motherfuckers are getting diseases because they motherfucking lie. And if they lie to an individual, that's Marlon Day fucking karma. So you got what's just due. Don't be mad. You in a motherfucking clinic, you mad at somebody? No, you should be mad at your motherfucking self for playing Russian roulette.
That's right. Dude, I done, how you said, how people, you know, we done been through our things with different women and what it is. All I'm going to tell the brothers out there that's living their lives, live your life, dude. You have no choice because it's like if you try to care too much,
and
you might care, and you're going to destroy yourself, and then you become a stalker or some type of obsessed dude. That's on you, player. You can't force yourself on anyone. That's physical and mental break.
You have to stay focused, my brothers, because nobody don't like a broke-ass niggas. I know some of y'all y'all be laid up with these girls, and I know when you first met them motherfuckers, it was all good, laid in my bed and all that other shit, and they didn't give you the pussy because they were lonely and they want to bunk, bunk, bunk and all that other shit. No, at the end of the day, you got to be the man that are you supposed to be, okay?
Uh-huh.
It is what it is, but I laugh at them because this is how funny God is, right? This is how funny our Lord is, right? If you look at the industry, the adult industry, right, transsexuals, which are men, make more money than the fucking women. Ain't that some karma?
That's deep.
It's some deep shit. So either way, y'all ain't said all this shit, and they be down in brothers and all kind of shit, but guess what? One of my favorite ones, my wife's like T.S. Madison in fucking Atlanta, okay? This is a nigga with a dick with a big ass, all right? This motherfucker got a big ass house in the whole motherfucking nine. So, ladies, niggas are ruling this game.
Wow.
That's how serious our Lord and Savior is.
That's deep, right?
So what do y'all need? What, think about it. Think about life in general. Stop playing a little, I'm going to say, this American game. Get with the real game. Support your units. Build the fuck up, okay? You like some pussy, get that pussy and some motherfucking dick, okay, and build you a household. Because I'm going to tell you, if your man is too motherfucking greedy motherfuckers wind up with something too. That's the karma of them. That means they're like, you got a pussy in the house and you got another pussy. Oh, nigga, you want to cheat in a situation like that? You deserve the disease that you get, motherfucker. That means you're being greedy. You know, it's just certain things in life is real simple as of people looking in and educating themselves and stuff like that, and all the dumb stuff that we taught. And it's, you know, it's from birth. You know, we go through this. You know, like I said, the little fat friars back in the days was sitting there standing over our Native American families, and they were forced to teach us Christianity, and, you know, the Mexicans, they can't do nothing about all the Pueblos and shit, because I tell you, them motherfuckers, they worshiping the devil now and shit. They said, fuck that Christian shit. We straight motherfucking killers, Holmes. We kill a motherfucker every day we turn around. We got Satan statues. That's some crazy ass shit.
Yes, it is, dude. You take it
to another level. Yo, it's some crazy shit. Where are they? Wait a minute, hold on. These motherfuckers is over there honoring one of the sons and shit. Like, well, what happened to Yahweh? Okay, y'all dying. Okay, I understand. But people even look at, they don't look at it like that. You know, as our people like me and people like you and the brother that we talked to earlier and much others out there, those Moors and people like Brother Dick Gregory and all these people down through time, R.I.P., Richard Pryor, all the people that were trying to give us the little keys, the people that didn't kill Dolph and other stuff like that. But guess what? They speaking to motherfuckers through the grave these days. But I'm about.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm about to get into some more music. I know we didn't fuck some heads up tonight on some realness because we keep it 1,000 on VIP pass.
Yo, I just want to say one thing. I'm in the middle of the woods. I understand. I feel it 110%. All I can say is America, try your best to stay focused. Do what you got to do. Men, if you can, love your women how you can. Women, if you can, love your men while you can. Man, if you're with your man, love your man while you can. Women, if you're with while you can, love your women while you can. If you're into bestiality, love your dog while you can. It is what it is.
Yeah, we'll be back, people. VIP pass, baby. The veterans, we keep it real. There ain't no station talking about this tonight.
Yes,
we'll be
sir.
Back.
Brother on that beat. Tell her get in touch with the wild side. Quarter $1 million way an outside. What you wanna do, girl, you wanna ride? Even in the rain, let the summer cry. How you smoking blunt speeding through the night? Soon the position there is right. Soon as we left, we get right. You know I stay fresh, number 3 miles. She was on some live fast, die young shoot. I was on some live fast, rob a gun shoot. They told me get cash, have fun with it. Can't stash money, tell them niggas come get it. Standing on couch that you sit on. Going strong like 4 in the middle. So then I order more, get on. Then get on, then get on, then I get on.
Get on, I love to get two on, I love to get on, I love to get two on, I love to get on, I love to get two on, I love to get on, I love to get two. You know, got a woo-sa coming at me, never work no matter who try. I got them all in check without the woo-ha. Flip modes on you quick, got a few sides. Coming from the sick side. When you're getting going, shower posse just to get by. Stay true, never switch sides. Yeah, the game turned me into this guy. Yeah, and now every time Drake out, cameras always flashing, trying to put me on the takeout. Cribbing Calabasas, man, I call this shit a safe house. 30 minutes from LA, this shit is way out. But these days, that's where I'm staying. You can hear it in my voice, I'm going win. Yeah, OB that my brother like a Wayne. You know I only show up if you're paying. Fucking, yeah. I always been on. I always been too on. For like the past 5 years, all these niggas wanna shine. I got the flashlight here, man. About to hit the gas right here, man. Old soul living in a past life here, man. You, bring the cash right here, man. Miracle, sit your ass right here, man. Man, you know I hate to wait. Why I get it first and you get it late. Yeah, OVO sound, man, it's every day. It's Young Money Records, get the record straight. I love to get on. I love to get two on. I love to get on. I love to get two. She loves to get on. She loves to get two on. She loves to get on. She loves to get two. You're so thoughtful, you're so tough. You're so bad, girl, you're so off. I feel right in my office. You go tell your friends you're on.
That's why all your friends are on. You know you made me a promise. We're not in this for commitment. Your man's gone and you don't listen. Book you flights and confirmation. Southwest Airlines you'll still take. Hell of a week for you chasing that paper. Even though you're exhausted, you're still gonna make it, girl. You're so thoughtful, you're so thoughtful. You're so thoughtful, you're so thoughtful. You're so thoughtful, you're so. So you love to get to us.
You know, then you know.
Yeah. Hey nigga, what that work like? Hey bitch, what that work like? You know me, I've been trapping with it all night. Niggas wanna take it there, we can take it there all night. Hey nigga, raw with the drama. I bring it to your face, cook it like Benihana. Then ride out on Yokohamas. And my fingernails dirty, I've been counting straight hundreds. Why these niggas wanna test me on the low though? Got no motherfucking patience, so I'm patient with the scope though. Bitch, your potty mouth on the low. Sleeping with the enemy, it's like hanging on the rope. Jim Carrey, I ain't fucking with you liars. All black attire, if we match it, feel the fire. This time, man, we aim it for the body. I'm putting X's on the wall, if you resurrect, you Machiavelli. Sphinx, I'm a pharaoh, ain't a fairy. Potato on the barrel, watch your soul fly with the sparrow. All my niggas stir up by the narrow. Nigga never was my homie, all these bitches know you corny, nigga. Hey nigga, what that work like? Hey bitch, what that work like? You know me, I've been trapping with it all night. Niggas wanna take it there, we can take it there all night. Hey nigga, what that work like? Hey bitch, what that work like? Bout your money, you been trapping with it all night. Bitches wanna take it there, you gon' take it there all night. I make that money reappear. Hopping off the Lear, ain't no passengers in here. I got Deuce popping no beer. While you with my ear, I can hear the money clear. And I'm back in the city and it's clear. My name in the sky with the lights on the field. I'm a gold chain buying pioneer. Got that Ricky in the trunk and I pop it if a nigga near. Papa's got a brand new bag, baby. Go yard cash, baby. Maybach rag, baby. Yeah, baby. LK frames on the dash. Smash in the fast lane with a baddie main ass. Got a fatty main tattoos. Vera Wang, G5, hydroplane. Last Kings, everything.
Everything.
Cartier. Yeah, love rings, but this ain't no love thing. Married to them green things, Franklins and money trees. Hey nigga, what that work like? Hey bitch, what that work like? You know me, I've been trapping with it all night. Niggas wanna take it there, we can take it there all night. Hey nigga, what that work like? Hey bitch, what that work like? Bout your money, you been trapping with it all night. Bitches wanna take it there, you gon' take it there all night. Take it there all night, nigga. We could take it there all night, nigga. Getting money all night, nigga. And your bitch with me all night, nigga. Okay. We could take it there all night, nigga. Take it there all night, nigga. I be on the first flight, nigga. You ain't on this jet flight, nigga. You rock.
Take a tray.
taking her home. I told her, let's go. Long as you know, cause I know when we get along, I'm loving you tonight. I'm loving you tonight.
Wait, no.
I'm loving you, girl. You must be used to spending, putting in that time. Touching, loving, loving. Can't make up my mind.
Face Rolex, you just shine. I like that waistline. Let me hit that from behind. Which wall you wanna climb? My style genuine. Girl, I love you long time. Got you pinned up with your limbs up. All because you like the way my bed was rimmed up. Keep your chin up. Please watch me do the nasty. Like it when you make it move fast, mommy. I like it when you show it on me. No love making, strictly back breaking. Please know all his home. Go to my door. Then they go to his flow. For more, so no caviar, sharp bar, strictly sex, that's sexy and leftover spaghetti. I know you used to slow CDs and RPs, but tonight it's 8-track and 6-pack while I hit that.
Never love him or cuff him, and when we done, I'ma duck him. He Ferragamo, the buckle, he Louis V on a duffel. The poop wither than puddles, I ride his like a shuttle. I said, real nigga, let real come first. And real been dead from birth. Kiss him when he coming. They made more money last year than Mr. Drummond.
They might as well be. He kept food on that table, made sure they was nice and healthy. They got a deadbeat father, but such a stand-up daddy. He can't figure out why his children's mom is so unhappy. He noticed little things. She's starting arguments more often. And he ain't coming home to that plate of food like before, when everything was new and every night was tender loving care. Now he laying down on this side, she way the fuck over there. Can't even look in his eyes, missing the way she stared as he told her how he felt while his fingers ran through her hair. No communication, they whole relationship's high and by. He used to hate shopping with her, now everything's by and fly. The other day he asked himself, you just sitting here crying, why? Them tears will make you see things clear, nigga, dry your eyes. Y'all best friends, this was built on a lot of loving. You wanna get back to the top, get to the bottom of this. It don't feel too good on the wake up. No breakfast cooking, you can smell a sinner break up. Time just running by while his heart is yelling, wait up. How they still together, but he praying that they make up. It don't feel too good in the evening. No dinner cooked, you can smell a sinner deceiving. Everybody home, still he feels all alone. Then he did what no man should ever do. He went through shorty phone. Smiley face, LOL. I miss you when I'm seeing you again, boy, what the hell? And he replied, hey, boo, you know I miss you as well. I just can't play this game no longer. Now give that boy his farewell. And she replied, I know, but homie can read no more. Threw her iPhone on the floor and let out the most hurtful roar. Then she walked in the door and said, baby, are you okay? He said, bitch, I ain't your baby. What game did you try and play? Held up her phone like, really, this what you doing while I'm away? Busting my ass, taking care of them bills that you never pay. All she had to say was, you went through my phone, it's fine. He's screaming, how about the kids? She yelling, well, those is mine. The love turned into hate. for a rest. Suddenly she starts to feel the air restoring in her chest. This little boy is on her right side, his daughter on her left. They crying, she crying, he crying, what a mess. Looking around like, man, none of this shit is right. And so he left, filled his gas tank up, and then came flying out that head, driving while he's stressed. No kind of destination, but my guess is he ain't care where he was going and how long it took to get there. His heart and soul was weak, he on the local streets in fifth gear. I was wrong though, he knew where he was going and just why. He pulled up to that lake where they had met that one July. Looking in his rear view at a life that looked so dry, the water seemed refreshing, so he floored it and told the world goodbye. His loved ones filled his wake up, tears steady dripping, people tripping on the way up, to view him in that casket hoping maybe he would wake up. His suit is extra sharp, he did a good job on his makeup. Don't feel too good on this evening, a lot of dinner cooking, smell of scent of flowers breathing, packed funeral home, still he feels all alone, cause he did what no man should ever do, he went through shorty phone.
Pass Radio.
Yo, you gotta let me get love to my dude Joel Ortiz, man.
Yeah, he always got some hot ass fire. Like, I love brothers that can write. They hit on the subjects. You know, the real artists of this game.
That's right.
Not the Romper Room series, motherfuckers and shit. You know.
Well, yo, let me give love to Cooper Projects. Get love to my boy Joel Ortiz. All my peoples out at Brooklyn Drinks, which is the Privilege Lounge now. My boy DJ Supreme, the whole team out there. What can I say, man? Slaughterhouse, of course. Eminem, Shady Records. You know, we got to get them love for that one. But Joel Ortiz, I remember sitting in the bar with this guy one night after we closed up, and I was a bouncer. I was told not to let him in. Mad times. One time he walked up to me. Don't lie. Dude, one time he walked up to me at the strip club. He was like, because I was sitting, we was partying in the strip club, popping bottles. And he was like, yo, can I ask you a question? I said, what? He said, yo, why you don't let me in? I ain't say that to him. Then my boss was like looking at me, so I was like, I kept quiet. Then he said, yo, I just want you to know that eventually, you know, I'm going to blow up. I'm going to be this cat. I'm telling you, I'm going to do what I got to do. I'm going to blow up. He told me this in the strip club, and I was laughing because I knew who he was already. I knew he was doing things with Dre, but I knew he was going to blow up, but he didn't know what was going on in my life, so I couldn't really say anything. But much love. Give love to Joel Ortiz, Dow Gigs. You know what I'm saying? You know, we got you, pimp.
Yeah, definitely. But, you know, we back. And, like, even that, you talking about artists as a blowing up. I want to put that out there again. I am looking for artists that can write just like that brother right there, and female as well, okay? It's either you have to be hip-hop conscious, or you have to be a female that can do R&B and hip-hop. And that's about the whole global deal. You're talking about iTunes, music videos, and all that other shit under Drama Editor Films. Shout out to my Brooklyn peoples. You know, I just, like I said, I brought some new family along in the Blue for Vibe crew out there. Like, they on that Beach Street shit, but next level, you know what I'm saying? Like, they glide across the rooms and all that. And I signed a manager, one of the managers of the artists and stuff like that. You know, she came at me on a BBW plus size model side, and I just gave her some yummy ass pictures the other day. Shout out to Londa. But I am going full forward as of bringing that back as of good music, good dance, and the next thing is just the chain of events and stuff like that where me and you can have fun. We probably can do a fucking live broadcast.
We got the songs coming next week.
Yeah.
I got you, dog. I swear.
You know, so,
I got two new songs for you. I haven't let nobody hear them yet. I haven't finished mixing them. And I just, like I said, I've been going through a lot. So psychologically, the songs are on point. But you know me. You know how that goes. So we will get the songs, like, first next week. And I guarantee you, it is what it is. I got you.
Okay. Like, and that'll be a debut right there from Doc Giggs, you know. Like, it's no joke. I'm going to say 20, 50, 15. And when I say filthy, I mean ruthless. Let's do it, just like Nike, you know what I'm saying? And any means necessary, like Malcolm X, you know what I'm saying? I put that statement out there, like, it's the year to go for the gusto. Everything is right in front of our face just to take, evolve next level. You know, and you know the devil going to try to throw some subliminals, but we're going to drop kick that motherfucker like Street Fighter
yep.
Contract, this motherfucker.
That's right. You know the devil going to try to hold us back, dude. That's why he keep on throwing all these obstacles in both our ways. Like you said, I mean, I give grace to God or whatever, and because, you know, I wouldn't be where I'm at if it was for. I wouldn't be alive, and I wouldn't be out here, and I wouldn't be talking to drama editor, and he wouldn't allow me to get enough strength during the time when I was sick to reach out to drama editor to get to this point.
Yeah, but we definitely, like I said, I see a lot of yummy things. I am, like I said, about this DVD is coming too. Shout out to my dude Mike, My Focus. You know, I gotta slide him some of these pictures. I got some graphic shit too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got some real nice little freaks. I actually got another battle up with, you know, I was talking about one of the girls that was upset that I got into that pussy real good.
Yeah.
We actually got 46,000 hits off of that video right there. I did with her sucking that the life out of her and making her come all over my fucking couch. You know, so, you know, I'm still a commodity. That deal that I told you about as of going global, and that went out there. Like, they approved that shit this week. I was celebrating the other day. You know, among my wife having a 4.0 in graphic and her computer animation course, you know, like, she fucking shit up right there. Shout out to Full Sail University. We taking them by storm and shit. But I was celebrating the other day. I said, you know what, it's time for a brother to go get him some snow crabs and all that other shit. And I had a bottle of wine just to give all grace to the Lord, you know, as of the good things that's happening. Because, like you said, the obstacles are there, the idiot shit, you know, the subliminals online, and,
yep.
You know, and I, people was like, damn, shit is still going good with him. I'm like, pretty much so. You know, that shit ain't going to stop. 10 years, I've been motherfucking, it's been like I'm walking on clouds, like fucking Superman and shit. Every year there's always going to be new content, and I'm enjoying this right here with you. So, like, every Thursday I'm looking forward to this Friday night, you know, or early Friday, whatever you want to call it. And I love this shit, you know, being me on the radio playing good-ass music, you being you and getting positive people on, and it's a big-ass difference, and I hope a lot of ears is listening. You know, in certain companies, this is the package that we're giving to people right here. Like it or not, we're going to keep it 1,000.
That's
know,
right.
We've been doing this for years. We ain't none of them phony-ass motherfuckers that's, you know, they're trying to play hopscotch and be like the next motherfucker that they really not. So this is who we've been for over 20 years.
That's right.
Man, so.
We're still waiting on Chufu. Chufu didn't finish up the project where we were supposed to be on iTunes yet, so I don't know what's up with that, but I still got his back, and I told him I'm waiting. We're still waiting for that. And, you know, anything that happens with me and Jama right now, if we get branched off into a bigger station or, you know, we can get syndication, we're all for that. But just realize that, you know, we are going to take it there. You know what I'm saying? We're not Howard Stern. We're not what you call them, Wow. Whatever that dude name was, Buckshot and them, whatever. Remember them?
Yeah. Star and Buck. I actually been, like.
They are dogs. I'm saying that shit
goes way back, all right? Because, like, you was before them. You get what I'm saying? Like, them cats were interned for fucking Wendy Williams. You know what I'm saying?
But that's what I'm saying. We want to take it there, dude. I don't mind going there. I don't mind us taking it to that level. It's important. Like I said, much love to Howard Stern. Much love to Buckshot, I think his name was. And it was Star and Buck, right?
Yes, sir. Star and Buck.
Yeah.
You know, and I actually was on. I actually did a Beat Sweep episode when I was a little chunky boy out there with, you know, some big girls. I was an advocate for big girls back then, even on the MTV days and shit like that. Shout out to Alfred Sevilla from In Gear Magazine, the first magazine that I say that fucked with my bomb family like that. Before I got with Straight Stun, I actually gave him a show and stuff like that. But you know, that was my connection as of doing that and dealing with Star and then and stuff like that. But you know, this is what it is right now, and we are who we are, and we're gonna take it next level. All them, I'm gonna say them Jewish stations, wherever Hot 97 or wherever Power 105, like, you know, this is who we are. You can look Gibbs up. You can look me up, and, you know, and you can ask motherfuckers that work for y'all, and they're going to say, yeah. And pretty much he was doing that. Yeah, that nigga was eating pussy back then and shit, and he was wilding out. That's, you know, that's who they are. They, you know.
Yeah, we got history there. We know. We put
ain't no motherfucking gimmick, especially with me. So, like, you know, it is what it is. Like, fuck that. I'm a porn star. Fuck it, you know. I enjoy it. Shout out to Pinky, too. I was looking at Pinky online. Pinky was talking about she's single and shit. I told her
single? Who Pinky doing single?
Man, she need to go find her some good Middle Eastern dick or some shit like that. Cause, you know,
well, she done done it. I mean, she done it up, so nothing really. Nobody can really. I don't think nobody can impress that girl, dude.
She done did it all, but I'm glad she ain't motherfucking letting niggas bring her down like they was with the whole HIV shit. That motherfucker.
Right.
You like she putting it there. I take care of my motherfucking kids. I'm still hustling. I'm still strapping on. I'm fucking bitches and shit, and I'm going to suck a dick or some shit like that. You know, I'm going to get my money fucking bitches.
The best way to approach Pinky is to let Pinky be who she is and just love her for who she is. I can tell you that right now. Any of y'all cats that's trying to love Pinky right now, stop going at her with the dick shit. Stop going at her with the porn or stuff. She done that already. Go at her with just your heart and just relax. I think Pinky just wants somebody that's just going to love her regardless of what she does. It's a job, dude. It's just a job.
Yeah. Just like in my situation, people was just, you know, like, oh, that motherfucker, he never can be in a relationship. I was so much judged. That motherfucker's, like I said, they had a bet on how long I was going to be with my wife. And I guess I guess he done fooled all them motherfuckers real quick. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, she said some shit today that had me laughing. She said, motherfucker, you better ever leave me for no thought, nothing like that. I will jeepers creepers them bitches. And I was laughing. I'm like, all right, I said, trust me, I ain't going nowhere because I'm a real motherfucker. I'm a real dude.
You sound like Uncle Nasty when you said that. You know that, right?
What happened?
You sound like Uncle Nasty when you said that.
You said I sound like Big Nasty. Shout out to Big Nasty.
You're like, I know we love Big Nasty. We love you, Uncle Nasty. Mr. Kenneth Jones.
Big Nasty,
man. We love
you. Like, you know, Nasty's original. There's a lot of us. I'm going to say the original video show motherfuckers, the real niggas. That told a bitch to pull out a titty, you know what I'm saying, or told an artist, yo, keep it 100. Don't come up in here with that phony motherfucking shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember that, you know. Shout out to my nigga Biggs, my nigga bigger nigga out there in the Bronx in the BX side, my old bomb family. You know, I always give love to them online because they know. They like, this motherfucker still at it. And a lot of them, have, you know, they still producing, or some of them have settled down, but they know I'm still at it. You know,
that's right.
I mean,
well, you're supposed to quit. Come on. Keep on moving forward, regardless of what you get stuck in.
I was in
the hospital hitting you up, dude. It doesn't matter where we at. I could be
no,
I lost my mind on dementia, I'm still hitting you up.
That's real though. You hit me up when you was in the hospital, like, player, we gonna motherfucking do this. We gonna do this, Tip. And you know, right now we doing it. And we didn't, like I said,
yes,
we hit on Reverb Nation, on Reverb, we just hit number one on motherfuckers. You know,
that's right. Full fledged is not gonna stop, dog. I'm telling you, we got plans, man. I've just got to, like you said, once we get over this, what we got to do, you already moving forward. Like I said, I got over my hump, so I'm good now. Get bringing some more income, and then we can start traveling and doing this show in big and better places, like go to Puerto Rico, go to Dominican Republic, videotape stuff, and put it on, you know, on DVD like we got.
Yeah,
I mean, those trips are important. When me and you got to sit back and talk, too, when you get a chance. Like I said, I already know everything is tax deductible, and I know it comes back after taxes or whatever. But,
yeah,
you know, we really got to do this. And I got the perfect person that's right next to you that can do taxes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Let me see if I can get her name up real quick, because I want people to realize that we do got a full-fledged team. You know what I'm saying? If you want to get the tax done right, and this is who I'm going to deal with, especially when it comes to doing BI. But I know that you got to – it's called On Time Taxes. Look her up. She's in Harlem. It's On Time Taxes. Yeah, Miss Stephanie. Just ask her, Miss Stephanie, On Time Taxes. And that's what we're going to deal with. I mean, we're going to travel. We're going to videotape all the wildness, and we're going to bring it back to y'all. Everybody, I'm listening to the radio shows, and I see all the video shows, and there ain't nobody doing it right. All it takes is just a little bit of cheddar and a little time. $500 to get your Dominican Republic back, and all we need is a video camera, and we come back and we edit ourselves. We own Max. So don't people out there don't know we Apple heads. So we can do everything.
Not even that. No, them motherfuckers is coming in the door. You get what I'm saying? And then right now, I'm really pulling their legs on this investment money. Like I said, shout out to New York Business Solutions and all that collateral that I got on the wall over there in Harlem Hospital. Because they were sitting there. They was like, I said, them pictures is about $5,000 a piece, and every year they going up. I said, I'm willing to sacrifice all that shit to get the fuck I want. You know what I'm saying? They like, straight up. I said, because I'm a creator. I said, not even that. I could take one of them DVDs and, you know, talk turkey with somebody overseas and get me four motherfucking $1 million.
Exactly,
What I want to do right now is just build. You get what I'm saying? And just like you said, travel and all that good shit that us, you know, people, we don't think about. We think about buying $500 pairs of fucking shoes and shit. I'm
Dude,
thinking about
well,
building.
Two pair of shoes or one pair of them shoes can get us a trip to where we got to go. We get footage, we come back, we make 50, how you say we make 50 times that of what we even spent on just going.
You know,
all it takes is one.
Yeah, you know
what
the wife told me to go to the other day? The wife told me, yo, we need to go to Brazil. Yo, I was on a, she said, we need a couple of those right there.
Yeah, Brazil is serious, dude. Brazil is serious.
Fuck yeah, man. It's international.
It's really not hard at all. It's just up to doing it. It doesn't take no time to videotape. It doesn't take no time to do it. And you get a chance, you get to see the world, and you get a chance to do the small little things. That's why I'm saying, I'm going to tell you this now. It's 2015. I'm saying this out of my mouth, and I know Drama Ed is feeling the same way. And after we get off this phone, probably in a day or two, me and Drama are going to talk, and we're going to make plans, and we're going to travel. Even if it's we start out small, even if we go to Puerto Rico first or Dominican Republic before we hit Brazil or whatever, we're going to start out. And I guarantee you in the next couple months, you're going to see footage online from big girls going wild, which is going to be medium-sized girl go wild, or whatever we decide to videotape.
No, those
and you're
going to
have the video show done from overseas. Guarantee you this. It's been written.
Yeah. Yeah. When they hit the 300-pound mark, those are TAS. Those are thick and sexy ones and shit. You know where you know I get a lot of them. You know what I'm saying? They got the little pound cakes, but they don't make that 300-pound mark to be a big girl, because you're only a big girl when you're over 300 pounds. I'm letting people know that. So the thick ones that's going around with the thighs and. You may got just a little pouch, and you ain't really a big girl. So, you know, I'll let you know when you come in the door. So it is what it is. But like I said, we're going to do the exotic. And they're already accepting me on the United Kingdom side. And we're going to go through the door, and we're going to do this, man. So ain't just talking about it. We're going to fucking do this shit. So start the trouble.
Wow. Dude, I can't say no more, but let's just do it, man. I know we on the air making history talking about it, and it's funny because before then I wasn't even stressing. You know, like I was trying to stay, like, you know, still and do what I got to do. But if you ain't got nothing at home waiting for you, it's a reason for sitting still. It's time to travel.
Yeah. Yeah. Travel, you know, like I said, and get this money and build and be out there. And just like you said, the footage is going up online. And that'll probably be on various media. Because when you're a builder, there's so many outlets you can create. It's crazy. Even with that, I'd be looking online and brothers be still shortchanging themselves. They still trying to catch up with the, I'm going to say the blueprint makers or the trends where they even taking out the box and shit. They all doing the same shit and the bootleg man is waiting for them at 125th Street where, you know, they buying my shit for $21.95. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. And the music and everything, drama edited films and your productions and the white productions and everybody under that, I'm going to say that Kimmett umbrella or that Moore's umbrella, those people that are about really building that long money and being really, really rich, you know, amongst having the money, rich on life, you know what I'm saying? Because it's also about being stress-free, too. You know what I'm saying?
Sir.
A comedian said right now, because of all the shit Bill Cosby going through, who's trying to build drastically. He's even on tour right now, you know, as of he's getting at motherfuckers now on some funny shit. Bill's like, you know what? They want to talk about me. I'm going to get on stage and talk about them motherfuckers at the same motherfucking time. But they ain't going to keep me from doing what I'm going to do and be who I am. That's a note right now that I'm taking to heart. Where they can't do nothing about what we're doing right now. There's radio shows, you know, the videos and everything else, the movies, everything we're going to do, they cannot do nothing about.
That's right. Mr. Cosby know what he's doing. Like we said, we spoke about this before. We spoke about, you know what I'm saying, what Dick Gregory said. He already know. Everything's on point. Mm-hmm. People just allow them to do what they got to do. It took Hannibal Burgess, which is a black comedian, for them to throw him under the bus, for him to throw Bill Cosby under the bus. And it was just a statement. And it is what it is. And by him being a comedian, he just said what he thought was in his mind, and they took it and flipped it on him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they didn't take a white comedian. They didn't take a white person. They didn't take another person from out that's already out and said it. And they just took it from Hannibal because he's new. So now Hannibal was I'm not listening to Hannibal. Hannibal was one funny cat, but now when people hear Hannibal's name, they're gonna associate him with Bill Cosby now. When he you know what I'm saying, I guess he was just saying what he felt, but at the same time I don't think he was trying to hurt Mr. Cosby.
Nope. No, but you know, they try to use this, you know, like just like the little hoaxes going on and shit like that was going on, and you know, they want us to fight against each other. That's been their best weapon a long time, of us playing against each other. Like, that's, you know, they've been doing that shit for a long time. And I'm just going to tell my peoples, yo, jump the fuck out your coon puppet outfit. Take that coon Halloween outfit off. Because at the end of the motherfucking day, okay, some of y'all may be acceptable to it, but guess what? They're going to remind you of who you are in their motherfucking world, where you need to learn the true knowledge of who you are.
That's right.
Stop being programmed, you know. But on that note, I'm going to let you get your shout-outs. I'm going to get my shout-outs, and we're going to ride out to some music, just like we did last week. I know last week you was like, yo, he's still playing music, but I put in for 100. I put in. I said, you know what? I'm going to go see what this 2 o'clock free ride looks like. Can I go all the way to 2 o'clock? And I bumped it out. You know, I was on my DJ fucking for that shit. You know, I was like, and I looked, and I was like, I said, bro, I said, Giggs, they shut it down. This shit, I said, hey, it is what it is. I said, bro. You know, cause
all right,
I'm looking. Yeah.
It is what it is.
Like that music, that's why I want them artists. Remember artists. It's Real Drama Editor, R-E-A-L, Drama Editor, spelled correctly, D-R-A-M-A-E-D-I-T-O-R. I spelled it politically correctly just for y'all, at gmail.com. Okay, send me those hot tracks. You ain't on rotation, but you got some good shit. Send that shit to me. I had some brothers the beginning of the week send me some shit. You know what I'm saying? They see the tweets. I'm getting those retweets real because they know I'm for them. When they go to dramaeditorfilms.com, they know I'm going to play their shit if it's motherfucking hot. You know what I'm saying? And all they got to do is just press play. I ain't going to send your motherfuckers to a million motherfucking pages just to get your video. When people come to Drama Editor Films, they see your shit instantly. They scroll right on down, all the extra shit, the little porn links and all the other stuff that's just on the top. You know, if y'all choose to look at that, I want y'all to enjoy good music or good porn interviews, even this broadcast. You know, enjoy. None of the bullshit. I ain't trying to sell y'all no motherfucking poppycock. We selling the fucking real here.
Yes, indeed.
But bro, I'm gonna let you get your shit off. We about 3 minutes, you know, till they try to close the gates on us and shit. So.
All right. Well, once again, I want to thank Mr. Peter D. Chisholm for getting on the air from Royal Records, and you know, he represents Brooklyn, Queens, New York City, all the way up to the Mount Poconos. Want to give love to, you know, Mr. Cornelius, drama editor, of course. You know what I'm saying? Lamar Howard, you know, his whole entity for, you know, repping and making sure that we definitely going to be traveling soon, because I'm going to stick on him and he know I'll ride and I will stay on his ass until he answers me, even if we got to take $200 out of our pocket for the next 3 or 4 months. $200 out of our pocket just to get to Puerto Rico or something. We're going. In the next 3 months, we're going to be traveling somewhere. And we're going to make it happen for VIP Pass, of course. You can hit me up at definitely DOC, capital DOC, GIGZ, capital DOC, GIGZ. The reason I just say one, because once you Google me, everything else will pop up. Everything else will pop up. I haven't done nothing with my government name. I've been told I should, but until everything pop off for me, I think I'm just going to stick with Doc Giggs. I'll stay with my wicked personality for now. And basically that, like I said, I'm happy that everybody's here. And let's just make this happen. Drama editor, Doc Giggs, we about to ride out.
Yeah. All right. And all I'm going to tell y'all is www.dramaeditorfilms.com. That's DRAMAEDITERFILMZ.com. Check that out. Everything's fucking there. We're out of here. VIP Pass. See y'all next week. Every Thursday night, early Friday, midnight, we go in, all right? We out. See you next week.
Yes, sir.
Migo!
Yo!
Fucking on her first night. That's why she's fucking on her first night. Oh,
I really wanna too. What are y'all niggas supposed to do?
Huh?
She
she hop in my backseat. She hopped in my backseat too. So I'm guessing I'm leaving the club with two. I'm in Vegas with my Uncle Marley, my little mama wanna kick it with the stars. Do you understand? I need the both of you together, baby, we can go far. She don't even wanna be free no more, you know who you are. But if you wanna come into the mansion, gotta have a menage. It's two of you and only one of me. They wrestle for me like it's queen of the ring. Which one of you know how to cook a bird? Which one of you know how to word a curve? They making their own move. That's why your nigga only want two. These bitches ain't loyal and no, I can't spoil them. That's why a nigga want two.
What I'm supposed to do? What I'm supposed to do? What I'm supposed to do? I'm surrounded by all these bad bitches, but I only want two. I'm surrounded by bad bitches, but I only want two. I want a two-piece, I really wanna.